It's time now for the Remembrance Project. Writer Alyssa Eli's weekly look at the lives of people who've died. This morning, the story of a mother who had many homes around Boston.
Dominga Amarante gave birth to 6 children in the Dominican Republic. Each pregnancy was complicated, and with each delivery, the doctor warned against more. Dominga's granddaughter, Saskia Perez, remembers what she said.
And my grandma, when she was telling me this story, I could just see it in her face. She was like, and I wanted to have my family, so I continued to have children. She didn't listen.
Before she moved with her children to the United States, Dominga worked as a housemaid. In New York and Boston, Abuela, as her grandchildren called her, cooked and cleaned for others, then came home and cooked and cleaned for her children. She was mother and father, which left little time for tenderness.
My grandmother was not extremely nurturing and soft until much later. So we didn't feel especially warm and fuzzy around grandma until we were older. Then we started to develop a more loving relationship that wasn't focused and based on, you know, survival.
After her large family grew up and out, Abuela moved to a rent-controlled apartment in the North End. There, for the next 30 years, she blossomed. Living room windows were transformed into a garden.
She told me she would sing to her rosemary so that her rosemary could grow big, and she had a little song that she sang. I wish I knew it.
A walk-in closet became an altar.
She had pictures up and beautiful light, and she would, at a certain time of the day, she'd say, oh, I have to go pray. And she would walk into her closet, and she would sit there with her rosary, and she would pray.
There were secular joys, too.
She loved scratch tickets. So we would bring her scratch tickets, and she would laugh a lot when she was scratching the numbers or seeing if she won anything. She enjoyed her scratch tickets.
No longer cooking and cleaning, no longer worrying, Abuela grew softer.
Her voice, it was like a little old grandma voice, high-pitched and really, really sweet. The way I remember her face was just all shriveled up like a raisin. I love all those lines on her face. Each line felt like it was a story or a badge of what she's been through.
When she was dying in her beloved North End apartment, every now and then she roused herself to speak. Oh, it's so long, this walking, she said to the family all around her. This walk is so long. Abuela, who had led her children out of one life and into another, was walking to the next herself.
Writer Alyssa Eli remembering Dominga Amarante, who left 6 children, 18 grandchildren, and 18 great-grandchildren when she died 2 days after Christmas. To suggest someone for Remembrance, email remember@wbur.org.